Welcome to Fables and Fairy Tales, where this week the story is... Fit for the Moon. This story was written by me, and it's based on a folktale from Mexico. Here to read it to you, it is I, your storyteller Chip Cahoon. This is part one, the start of the fun. So with a wink and a grin, let us begin. The sun and moon had always been good friends, but that wasn't enough for the sun. He had fallen in love with the moon a long time ago, and now he felt it was about time they were married. Then they could move into the same part of space together, perhaps near the sun's favorite planet, Earth. But the moon didn't quite feel the same way. She certainly did think the sun was a very good friend, and she had to admit he was hot. But she didn't love him enough to be his wife. She wasn't sure about living together in the same part of space. So when the sun asked the moon to marry him, she had a bit of a problem. She didn't want to say yes, and she believed you should never marry someone if you didn't want to say yes. But she also didn't want to say no, just like that, because she didn't want to hurt the sun's feelings. She didn't want to lose a good friend. So the moon thought hard for a way she could say no to the sun without actually saying no. Then, suddenly, the thought popped into her head, and she said, "My friend, I will marry you on one condition. All I ask is that you bring me something to wear that will fit me perfectly." The sun beamed brightly. That was exactly what he wanted to hear. Well, maybe not exactly. He hadn't expected the "bring me something to wear that will fit me perfectly" part, but he was certain the moon's condition wouldn't be any trouble. Soon, he would marry the woman of his dreams. So the sun carefully took the moon's measurements. She was exactly a size 8. Armed with this information, he set off to find something to wear that would fit her perfectly. The sun knew that women liked to wear dresses, so he flew to Earth, his favorite planet, and looked for something he could use to make a dress that was exactly size 8. With his magic, the sun could make a dress out of absolutely anything. On the Earth, he saw some beautiful trees in the jungle, a luscious green. He thought they were just what he needed. He flew over the trees, waved his hands, and said, "Change these trees, not a moment too late, to a dress that's exactly size 8. And in a flash, the trees changed into a dress that was exactly size 8. Excitedly, the sun took the dress to the moon to try on. But when she did, the dress looked really baggy. Like, really baggy. The moon had to clutch the dress against her shoulders to stop it slipping off. The sun was confused. Huh? He measured the dress, and it was exactly size 8. Then he measured the moon again, and she was exactly size 6. The sun felt a bit silly. He must have forgotten the right size. Or maybe he'd got confused because the number 8 looks a bit like the number 6? Whatever the reason, the sun knew he had to try again, to find something to wear that would fit the moon perfectly. He really wanted to marry her, so he wasn't going to give up. That was part one of Fit for the Moon. To find out if the sun manages to magic up some clothing fit for the moon, make sure you're subscribed to this podcast for tomorrow's episode. And if you're enjoying the story so far, please could you do a little thing for me? All I'd like you to do is talk to a friend about this podcast so you can share the sun and the moon story with them. And if that friend has never heard of our podcast before, even better, tell them to search for Fables and Fairy Tales in any podcast player. Right now, though, it only remains for me to say cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon. So, cheerio! And I hope to hear your story soon!